If you live north of Macon, Columbus, or Augusta, and you think you've been seeing more gnats this year, you could be right. But Jeff Byrne says it could be worse.
I've been some places in the tropics where you literally had to wear a respirator because they'd clog up your nose.
Byrne is an entomologist who teaches at Middle Georgia State University in Macon. He says he's heard complaints about gnats from people around town, which leads to this question. Is the gnat line moving?
It can't move. Unless you have an earthquake. It's a change in the soil type.
The gnat line is the fall line, where the Piedmont meets the coastal plain.
So any point south of that, you get more of this particular kind of gnat, which is an eye gnat.
So named because...
they get in your eyes, they get in your ears, your mouth.
As much as they like those places, they like the sandy soil of the coastal plain better. Byrne says they need it, in fact. That's where the gnats go from egg to larva and finally to adult. So the gnat line isn't changing and eye gnats aren't moving, but...
what has changed is temperatures.
Byrne says with climate change, other flies just as annoying as the eye gnat...
to a person who's got gnats buzzing around them and annoying them, it doesn't matter what kind it is. It's just a gnat.
Those flies who grow up under leaves or in the water, they have been moving north. He says that's just a sign of what's to come.
Diseases are moving north.
Like Zika or chikungunya, both carried by mosquitoes.
Everything's moving north because it's getting warmer.
So Jeff Byrne says even if the gnat line isn't changing, something bigger is. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.